This morning on our program, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Ken Moorman is with us this morning, and if Ken is sitting here, that means it's time for the library book sale, because that's what he helps with every year, and that's what we talk about. Ken, how are you?
You know, it's really fun to come out here and talk about the book sale, because at least these people have to listen. I guess they could turn us off.
No, don't do that.
No, that's right. Because there's a lot of good programming coming after this.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And is it an annual event or twice a year?
No, it's a semi-annual. Yeah. We get to do it twice a year.
Yeah.
Always Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This week, mm-hmm. starting the 19th is Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And as you may remember, Saturday's just a little different. We'll talk about that in a second.
You bet.
Every day they can come in at 9 o'clock, and we close the doors at 6 because that's the library hours. We have a book sale. I've been to several other ones around the mm-hmm. state and stuff, and we do ours a little different. A lot of them, the buildings are, or the books are set out in a room and just left there, and people kind of come in, come and go, and it may be there for a week or a whole month. Ours are just 4 days, and we put the books out by different categories.
Yeah, they're kind of cataloged for folks to be able to.
We put all the paperbacks in one table, and they're all alphabetical by author. That gives them a little better chance, because if you come in looking for John Doe, the writer, we can find it right there. And then if you want to look more, of course you can. And we do that also with what we call the regular books. I am not a reader big, so what kind of books? It's just the hardback books are all alphabetized by author, too. And it's really handy because a lot of people come in there and looking for a John Doe or a Jane Doe, and they can get the books what they want and get going. But we also encourage the people to look around the room. We have lots of different areas. The other big section that the ladies really like is the cookbooks. I don't know what we'll have this year, but last year and a year before, we had cookbooks coming out of our ears. And people, I couldn't believe people would buy 10 and 15 and 20 cookbooks. They must be going to cook all their time, all the time. But they like it all put together so that they can go look for it. We almost always have a few electronic stuff, CDs. We've had, I don't know whether we'll have any this year or not, audiobooks. That's always very popular. And also we have some DVDs, CDs, and some, I'm trying to remember what those old words are, VCR tapes. There's still some of those around. People like to pick them up and take them home and put them in their library.
You bet. Have people been pretty generous with their donations this year?
Oh, my gosh. Last year was the first time that when we walked away on Monday afternoon, we didn't have any seed for this year. We call seed means that we've saved off a few boxes of different books, mm-hmm. popular stuff. So we have some, but you can't believe the library purges their shelves with a certain system, and I haven't asked or figured out what it is. But that way they go through, and I presume books that haven't been rented, haven't been used, or are a little tattered and torn, they come down in our section. So some of them are just regular old everyday library books, but there are boxes and boxes and boxes. It would fill this room halfway with boxes of books. I was traveling and had a friend, stopped off with a friend in Colorado, and I picked up 7 boxes of books from him and his wife, and they knew that we did the book sale, and they said, well, you want to cake these? Well, I had them in my car all summer until I came back home.
Sure. You talked up front about how you've seen some other book sales where it's just kind of the books are there, and you folks have them cataloged and then set out in an orderly fashion for folks to be able to find what they want. So that means a lot of people put a lot of volunteer time into doing that.
I have a terrific group of volunteers, several men and quite a few ladies, and they're there every time. They come in and they almost expect to be there. One lady specializes in alphabet. I have to make her out a printout of all the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then we cut them into things and she lines them up on the table and gets things alphabetized in two different places. Some of the other ladies like to, they go through and kind of categorize the books and put them on the table. And then there's people that's ranging them on the table and stuff like that. The workers on Monday are just there all the time. It's really fun to work with them. I don't have to give any directions. I try to oversee maybe some changes. Every so often we get too many of one thing and got to get it over to where we can spread them out and stuff like that.
Sure. The money raised, helpful to the library?
The library... I finally got out a printout of all of our donations to the library for the last 10 years. And it's we have spring and fall. So every spring or every fall, it's been over $2,000. And last year we went over we went over $3,000. And that was the largest one we've ever had. And that's a lot of books at a quarter. You know, the children's books are all a quarter, and the teenage books a quarter, and then the hardbacks are a dollar, and the paperbacks are 50 cents. And it's a wonderful feeling to see how these things go out of there. I got people that buy, last year I had somebody that bought 60-some dollars worth of books. Now, that's more than 60 books because there was paperback,
In the throwaway world that we live in, it's nice to see that we're able to recycle some of these things. Other people have a chance to enjoy them.
You know, you and I have both heard that people are getting out their electronic book, and we all see that and know that they're going on, but I'm very rewarded to see the people that are still using a piece of paper in their hand and taking a book.
Some folks just like the joy of having an actual paper book in their hands that
That's
they can
right.
look
That's
through
right.
as opposed
and
to an electronic
it's fun
device.
It's the same. It's almost the same people every year. I got people that come in from Anita, very elderly people. She's in a wheelchair, and she'll spend, I'll bet you, 2 hours there. And she's got her little bag in the front of her wheelchair, and we have to empty that every so often for her. And she goes out of there with $30, $40 worth of books every year. And I'd hate to see her house because she's got a lot of our books over there. I almost expect them to come back someday all in one in the pickup.
You bet. Well, so many of us spend so much of our day staring at screens. It's kind of nice because if you just go home and read an electronic device, then it's just like work again.
That's
you want
right.
to get away from
That's
that
right. That's
when
right.
we get home. So
it is handy,
easy to
though.
Do. Yes, it is.
They are handy.
They are. But this is handy too. An easy way for folks to be able to find what they're looking for, and if they are backed up on books, I know a lot of people do book exchanges within family and friends things.
That's right.
Sometimes you reach the end with those, and so it's time to maybe bring them to the library.
You bet.
So it's too late now to bring books for this time around, right?
You know, we really don't want them now,
okay.
but we will take them.
Okay.
I was down there this morning and setting up some tables and. Some more books came in. We will take them. It's really, if they would prefer, we would much prefer that they do it starting in September 1st or April 1st in the spring, because that gives the library a chance to go through the books, and they take some books from us. I talked to the lady this morning. She said, I found one box that I had three books out of it. That I did not have, and I had one book that I did have, and it was in better condition, so I switched out and gave you the old book. I got the old book. But that's what they do, and that's the way the library gets some new stuff once in a while. Of course, they spend their budget on buying books. And our budget that we give them goes to the Shred Day. We cooperate with the Boy Scouts in the spring for that. But they also have a lot of programs where they bring in somebody that specializes in Abraham Lincoln. He's been down there, so they pay him out of mm-hmm. this is our part of the budget. Goes over there.
Sure. All right. Very good. Well, a lot of opportunity here coming up yet this week. Days and times.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 in the morning to 6 at night. Then Saturday, 9 to 2, is the bag sale. You come in. We have to use a grocery bag. We have them ourselves. And it's $5. And then you can go in and load it up. If you want another one, you can have two of them. Then you have three of them, four of them. Whatever you want, a bag of books for $5.
That's the clearance sale.
Yep.
Very good.
That's the last chance.
Awesome. Well, that's very good. Well, Ken, thanks for what you guys, all the volunteers do to help make this possible, and I hope you have a great sale this week.
We invite everybody to come down and have a look-see.